Hello and welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And each week on the show, instead of worrying about rich people's sewage crisis in the Hamptons, we share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed. It's something we like to call a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us. For the next 15 minutes or so, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about California's dirt water, and I'll stop worrying about replacing my Chugi wardrobe, which I never will.
And I'll stop worrying about the raging penis ring trademark battles.
Yikes. And now let's get tiny.
Yes, let's tiny it up. Okay. This week, we're talking about the big quit, as it's being called. 4 million Americans quit their jobs in April alone. What does this mean? Is everyone in America on a spa vacay?
And Annabelle has a story about her own big quit.
I do. But first, this week's episode is sponsored by Lifespan Fitness. Lifespan Fitness is dedicated to making fitness accessible and affordable, and they believe that your office should help you work and feel better with under-desk treadmills and exercise bikes. This is a really cool thing. I've been thinking about this for a long time because I sit at a desk all day and write, and the Life Fitness treadmill and desk bike, I have the treadmill now. It helps you make the most of your workspace, and if you already have a standing desk, you will love this. You can add it under your desk, but if you need a complete setup, Lifespan also sells the desk equipment in a combo. So I have been doing this for years without the treadmill, just standing at a desk and marching like a crazy person, but this is a much more efficient way to get exercise.
That's very, very different. I didn't have this issue until I started this writing job a few weeks ago, but you have to move and stretch, and yeah, Lifespan Fitness really addresses that. Otherwise, my back every day is like, what are you doing to me? So Lifespan Fitness helps all this. You can visit lifespanfitness.com and use code TINY at checkout for 5% off. That's lifespanfitness.com and code TINY.
Okay, this episode is a tribute to all of you quitters out there. 4 million Americans quit their jobs in April alone. And the things, it's amazing. Yeah, it's such a huge number. And, you know, when the economy was built on small businesses and the idea of advancement, people thought, oh, I'm going to keep working and that was going to lead to something. But now when you have big companies that you're working like behemoths like Amazon, that part of the American dream is no longer. And, you know, when you know that CEO compensation is 320 times the average worker salary, you know, these average workers are saying, no, not worth it.
This is amazing.
Yeah, the wage gap, I mean, this wage gap has been growing, but the pandemic was a tipping point. And it seems like this is a tiny victory for workers.
I've been really fascinated by this because I don't know a ton about it. It seems somewhat complex, but we're talking about the victory of people who get to make different decisions. And I know that wages are horribly unfair. Like Jeff Bezos, I read he makes like $300 million a day. And then people who pack boxes in Amazon warehouses can't take pee breaks. So what it stirs up in me is like, yes, you know, I want to see all this change. But so in the pandemic, what do you think happened that really led to this specifically?
Yeah, there's a bunch of things that are contributing to it. Of course, some of them are just terrible, like women left the workforce because they couldn't get childcare, and the majority of taking care of children falls on women. Still, you know, moms left the workforce. And then there's issues like people just saying, I don't want to have to drive to work and spend all that time commuting, or I don't want to live near where that job is, or I don't want to be treated this way. But the interesting thing about the wages is that people aren't saying we don't want to work. They just want to get paid good wages. And during the pandemic, people had time to think about the impact you know, work was having on their lives and how much time. Yes. And also there was a lot of news coverage about how CEOs of places like Amazon were making so much money during the pandemic and the workers were not getting to feel those advantages of all the money they were making. And they're like, no, pay me more. I'm not doing that job.
That's what it really hits in me. The victory of it, of it's like we hit pause. Everything came to a screeching halt and people had it. I think so many people in such a good way had a chance to reimagine their lives. And like you're saying, oh, well, you know what? I don't like that commute. I was doing, and I personally had this, I sort of quit LA. Like I liked some things and I didn't like some things. And we made a huge life choice in our own way. And that is such a beautiful victory. Like it's huge because it's a big movement, but it's a tiny victory in the sense of for every individual who got to make a different choice or is exercising their right to make a different choice now, because so many things in the workplace are so, so unfair and they've been working up to being so unfair for so long. It's just great. People are demanding better, which they deserve.
Yeah, I don't want to make like a bad treadmill joke because our show this week is sponsored by Lifespan Fitness. But when you can take a break from the treadmill,
the metaphorical treadmill,
I mean, think about it. Like sometimes you don't realize the impact something's having until you get off of it and you go, oh, my God, this job's killing me.
Yes.
I can't do this.
Yeah.
Unless I get more compensation. And I think it's important to note it's not just people who necessarily, I have savings and I can retire, which some people close to retirement are doing. But it's also people who really need these jobs and contrary to what some CEOs have said and really want to work. They just don't want to be somebody's
bitch. People want to work. Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you brought this up. Okay, we're going to take a quick break so you can hear from another show on the network. And when we come back, Annabelle shares her big quit.
Schmanners. Noun. Definition. Rules of etiquette designed not to judge others, but rather to guide ourselves through everyday social situations.
Hello, Internet. I'm your husband, host Travis McElroy.
And I'm your wife, host Teresa McElroy.
Every week on Schmanners, we take a look at a topic that has to do with society or manners. We talk about the history of it. We take a look at how it applies to everyday life. And we take some of your questions. And sometimes we do a biography about a really cool person that had an impact on how we view etiquette. So join us every Friday and listen to Schmanners on MaximumFun.org or wherever podcasts are found.
Manners, schmanners. Get it?
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. So this year, 52% of all Americans plan to change jobs, and as many as 44% have already implemented plans to do so. And
wow. That is revolutionary.
It is. And one of the really big industries where people are rethinking their employment is in the restaurant industry. People just don't want to hear your attitude when you that your steak is not done. Yeah, your attitude, Laura House, when your steak isn't done exactly right.
I'll eat it anyway. It's fine. I'm so sorry.
I don't know. Laura, did you ever work in a restaurant?
I have not. I delivered pizza and it wasn't always great.
I can imagine that wasn't always great. I worked as a hostess at a nightclub in New York and a nightclub in Los Angeles. It was a gig that I did a couple times because you get on the circuit. But it was a really hard gig. First of all, you have to look really cute. Most of the job to get hired was you had to look cute. And, you know, it's not easy to look cute. It takes so long. You got to get dressed. You got to wear the makeup. You know, and then people... All the customers were always mad at me. I could never satisfy people. Wow. I wasn't seating them quick enough or I wasn't being obsequious enough. Like there are always people who would say, well, I'm a friend of the owner. And here's the phrase you would hate to hear. Don't you know who I am? And those same customers, they wanted to tip me in cocaine or some kind of item from their clothing line.
Tell us.
Be mean to them because just whoever, but you know, it wasn't any brand you'd actually want. But the thing was I couldn't say No, I'm here working for money. Yeah. And I have to say, the day that I quit working as, and you're on your feet, the day that I quit working as a hostess from that last job, it was really satisfying. It was super satisfying to know I wasn't going to have people wagging their finger in front of my face and telling me they needed table 7 and table 10 was too close to the bathroom.
I'm picturing you like Norma Rae, that you hopped up on a table and rung a bell that we hadn't even seen that bell before, but now you're ringing a bell. I'm out of here.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly like that, but still, I do remember driving away from that place and just like breaking out in a cold sweat and just feeling like, oh God, I never want to go back. And of course, I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to go back and go there to eat. No, never again. I try to even avoid the street that it was on to this day, 30 years later.
A friend of mine was a server at Sky Bar in Hollywood, and she said sometimes men would lick her. Or like one time a man just like licked her. Yeah, like just like licked her stomach. I think she had like a halter top sort of thing on. So yeah, gross.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Good luck to you quitters out there. And thanks to everyone who calls in. Go quitters.
Go quitters. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes sharing listener victories. So please keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record your tiny victory on the voice memo app of your choice. Email us the audio at tinyvictories@maximumfun.org. Help us get the word out about the show. Please tell your friends, family, anyone who's quit a job that you think needs a little bit of goodness in their lives.
Another way you can help out is by leaving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and writing a review. And you don't even need to write that much. It could just be, house is hilarious, see? Or Annabelle's the best. It's pretty easy. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you should absolutely write a review and help others find us, please.
Be sure to follow us on social media. Our show handle is @GetTinyPod on both Instagram and Twitter. And to follow us individually on Twitter, you can follow me, Annabelle, at L.A. Gerwich.
And my handle is @I'm Laura House. Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may all your quitting lead to something better.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.